The stack I handed you is officially about Tzivos Hashem. But I don't think we're going to get to Tzivos Hashem today. We'll probably get to Tzivos Hashem next week, because I want to do reading. I'm reading on the first page. We're going to begin from Tov Shin Lamed Vov again. We did last time and the time before the 12 psukim, and I'm very happy that I did all 12. I've never done all 12 before. So we're going to read Tov Shin Lamed Vov. I'm going to start here. I'm going to go in order. And you know already the drill. I periodically stop and explain things a little bit better. Tzivos Hashem is the very bottom of the page on the left, so we'll probably get to it next week, but we'll see how things go. Tov Shin Lamed Vov. Mo'oyder Eida Pam Malvar Lekacha Smicha. The Rebbe again encourages people to take smicha as he had done 25 years before. Mo'oyder, the Rebbe encourages, Asher Begil Bar Mitzvah, from the age of Bar Mitzvah, Yaschil Kol Echad Ve'echad Laniach Gam Tefillin D'Rebbe Nutam. Boys, just start putting on D'Rebbe Nutam Tefillin for Bar Mitzvah. These things we talked about 2 weeks ago. Miyasid Yeshiva G'del V'Seattle, Washington, that makes the Yeshiva in Seattle. Shaleach Shluchim, Lo'ari HaKodesh, Yerushalayim and Tzfas. The Rebbe sent the first group of Shluchim to Yerushalayim and Tzfas, and the Rebbe did this for a number of years. And this was the foundation of the revolution of Shlichas Netz Yisrael, were these Shluchim. Mo'oyde, Alva Apilas HaMiftzayim, the Rebbe reminds people when they're doing Miftzayim that they should do Gamba Batei HaAsurim, also in prisons. Liskeis Es HaAsirim HaYehudim, to give opportunity for Teira Mitzvahs to Jewish prisoners. Machriz, the Rebbe announces, Al Shana Zu, Tov Shin Lamed Vov, 1976, Kishnas HaChinuch, the year of Torah education. Ubehem Shechazah, and in conjunction with this, Miyasad Yeshiva G'delib in New Haven, Connecticut, the Rebbe made Yeshiva in New Haven, Connecticut. Mevakesh, the Rebbe requests, Shekol Yelad Yalda B'Yisrael, every Jewish boy and girl, Yishananu Baal Peh, as a Yud-based psukim in Marech Hazal, they should memorize by heart the 12 psukim in Marech Hazal. We talked about this last week and 2 weeks ago. Mo'oyder, Rebbe proposes, Al Dvar Hiskasfus, V'Yalde Chutz Lorz V'Yisrael. There should be, Rebbe wanted pen pals. I remember this, I was 10 years old. And they came to us in school and told us to write letters. The only problem was, I didn't know how to write. No, I couldn't write Hebrew, I couldn't write English, and the Israeli boy I was writing to doesn't speak Yiddish. I wrote a letter, I don't know to whom, I never got a response. The Rebbe had this idea that children from Chutz La'aretz and children from Yisrael, they had all these very creative ideas, should interact, they should know about each other. The Rebbe encourages, I think he's done it before, that during the 3 weeks we should learn about the Beis HaMikdash. I'm sure you know how the Rebbe explained it, that there's a medrash that says that when you are learning about the Beis HaMikdash, you're building the Beis HaMikdash. And if you don't learn about the Beis HaMikdash, Kilu Bati Chorev. So the Rebbe said, learning about the third Beis HaMikdash is not only, like the Gemara says, Kol HaOisek B'Toyras Kilu, as if you're building the Beis HaMikdash, it's Mamish building the Beis HaMikdash. And of course, like everything else that the Rebbe wanted from us, he did it himself. The Rebbe, every week during the 3 weeks, would say Sichas on the Rambam Beis HaBchira, which is why, if you look at the Rebbe Sichas, on the Rambam Beis HaBchira, you have Mamish a Sicha almost on every Halacha. Hoyre, the Rebbe encourages again, Lahoyti Lo'er Mizman Lizman, to publish periodically Chayvres, pamphlets, Shabahem Yeruchsu, where there will be a collection of Chidushe Teira, Bechelek HaNigla, Chidushe Teira in Nigla, Me'ez Kvei Kidushas Rabbeseinu Sienu HaKadeshim V'Talmideim, from the Rabbeim and their Talmidim. I'll stop here for a moment. The Rebbe's library was separate from the Friedrich Rebbe's library. You don't understand this because you were born after the story of the Sfarim, and the two libraries were merged. The Friedrich Rebbe's library was in the basement of 770. The Rebbe's library did not have a place. The Rebbe's library was kept in a closet in 770, pushed piles and boxes of books. When there was no room, Merkel Pushed rented an apartment and put the books into that library. You couldn't get a hold of the Rebbe's Sfarim. It was really sad how mismanaged, how neglected the Rebbe's library was. The Rebbe was constantly collecting Sfarim, especially Shluchim who went to North Africa, to Morocco and Tunisia and Algeria, these places where you can get old Sfadi Sfarim that you couldn't get anymore. The Rebbe asked him to send him Sfarim by the box load. But the Sfarim were kept in a machsan in the storage. You couldn't access them. The building next door to 770, I think, belonged to a dentist. And he gave that building to the Rebbe. I don't know if he sold it or gave it. The bottom line is, he gave the building to the Rebbe. And once the Rebbe had this building, the library was moved there. And the Rebbe hired Rabbi Bettel Leventhal to be his librarian. And I'll just fast forward a little bit. Bettel Levin did not have any children for many, many years. And the Rebbe once told somebody, somebody once complained to the Rebbe, how come the Rebbe doesn't give more attention to the shluchim? And the Rebbe looked at that person. He was a grandfather of a shliach. And the Rebbe looked at that person and said, Allah meine shluchim haben Kinder. Every one of my shluchim has children. So Bettel Levin heard this. So he asked the Rebbe in a note, am I a shliach? He was married more than a decade, I believe. Anyway, the Rebbe told him, yes, I think he has 5 children. He's the Rebbe's librarian. So his first task was to organize the library. It took him years. All these books that were in boxes to be put on shelves and catalog. And of course, precious svarim need to be in special kind of air environment, special ventilation. Books can rot and can, you know, just fall to pieces or something. Once the library was organized, Bet 11 started to publish. Bet 11 is a prolific publisher. He works very fast and he does good work. And the first, and a lot of Svarim of Americans were prepared by Bet 11. For example, the new Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch he prepared. The new Shas Tshuva Samach Tzedek. All the nigla that comes out of America is his work, with a team of assistants. The first job that Rebbe gave him, as soon as the library was done, was called Yagdil Torah. Yagdil Torah was a Yarchon Torani. It was a monthly magazine in Torah. At first it came out every month, I think, and then the Rebbe changed it to every other month, 6 times a year. And they came out maybe for 12 or 13 years. And in the Yagdil Torah they would print ksavim, manuscripts from the Rabbeim, from Hasidim, that were not printed. Kedusha Torah nigla mostly. And as long as the Rebbe's library had material to print, the Yagdil Torah came out. The Yagdil Torah stopped coming out for the simple reason that they pushed and ran out of material. And that's what you're reading here. The Rebbe encourages to publish periodically Chayvrois pamphlets, Shavam Yeruchsu, which will be gathered, Chidushei Torah Bechelek HaNigla, the Nigla part of Torah, from the Rabbeim and the Talmidim. This was called Yagdil Torah, and it came out probably till about 84, 85, about 7 or 8 years.
What's the name of the
Rebbe who wrote the Yagdil Torah?
Yeah.
Bet 11. He has a book which he published himself with Esrim Shnei Savoyde, 20 years of work with the Rebbe. It came out right after Gimel Thomas. It's a very interesting book. Next, Beglal Matzav Miyuchad, because of a certain condition, Matziah the Rebbe proposes, Shekolach HaVe'echad, that each person, Yitin Heitzoyz, should give the equal, the worth of Shalmozon Gimel Sudas, the food for 3 meals, the Yain Erev Eshchedish Menachem Av, the day before Menachem Eshchedish Menachem Av, with Tzedakah. The Rebbe knew what's going on, as the story goes, Lamaila and Lamata. And there were many, many occasions that the Rebbe felt, for various reasons, that there should be tainiyos, fasts. And on many of those occasions, the Rebbe actually organized what was called tainis l'shois, fasting till after minchet, till 12:30 or 1 o'clock. But on other occasions, the Rebbe didn't want people to fast, and especially later years, the Rebbe completely abolished the idea of fasting after the Rebbetzin passed away. The Rebbetzin passed away in Shvat, Memches, 88. After Pesach, all 3 sichas of Bahab, Monday, Thursday, Monday, the Rebbe spoke long sichas and said no more fasts. No more fasts except for the tiny yeis which we have from the Chazal. So the Rebbe would say that when he wanted people to fast, but he didn't want people to fast, they should pay for their meals. That's what it says here. The people should give tzedakah to correspond to the meals that we eat that day instead of a fast, and you would be surprised how little money it is. It's not a lot of money. Now the Rebbe in Tanya says, Chai Gedolim Pelish, 18 large coins from Poland. And we know how much it is. It's a few dollars. Lahoisif b'nesinas hatzdokah, the people should increase in the giving of tzedakah, lifnei tefillah shachris or mincha, before shachris and mincha, b'yachas d'yoyim hei b'menachem av, in conjunction with hei av, which is the yoyim istalkos arizal, the yartzeit of the arizal. I want you to know that the Rebbe is very, very much an exclusive Rebbe. And outside Lubavitch, they call him an elitist, you know. So the Rebbe, there is the Baal Shem Tov, there's the Mezitcher Magid, the Alpha Rebbe, the Mitzvah Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe Manash, the Rebbe Rashab, the Rebbe Yatzan himself, and that's it, you know. There are no Polish Rebbes. People who are close to Lubavitch, but not Mamish Lubavitch, have a very hard time with this. But the Rebbe is incredibly exclusive. On some occasions, when the Rebbe would list the Rabbeim, he would list the Arizal also. The Arizal is very close to Chabad Chassidus, to Chassidus in general. Heyov is the Arizal's yard site, and many times the Rebbe made an issue of Heyov. Here's an example. People should give extra tzedakah, and in addition, Ma'ayre, the Rebbe encourages people, Lilmeid, the Teiras HaArizal, now to study the Arizal's teachings on these days. Ma'ayre, I'm reading on, the Rebbe encourages, Shi'archu bikurim bimei Elul, that they should visit during Elul, bebati harfua, hospitals, v'hatzava, and army camps, army bases, Eretz HaKedish, Eretz HaBris HaKedish, in America and in Israel. Visit Jews, who people forget about. In the hospitals nobody visits, in the army bases nobody visits. Unfortunately in Israel, in that time, there were a lot of people in hospitals, still yet from the aftermath of the Yom Kippur War, which had taken place 2 years before. Machriz alvan mifta avas Yisrael, the Rebbe introduces the 10th of the 10 miftsoyim, v'yahavta alecha kamecha avas Yisrael. Matzia, the Rebbe proposes, lahanik, to introduce, v'chol bote knesias in all shul shiurim b'limud ha-teira, the people should also learn teira. V'im yeshnam kval lahesiv, if there's already a shul, people should learn more. V'chein liyasek kupes gamach, to establish loan funds in shuls. V'im yeshnam kval, they already exist, v'harchivam b'yesech havedim, to add more members, v'chol and so forth. The Rebbe had a slogan, which he said over and over again, and in the biography it appears many times, and that is what the Rebbe called Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedresh or Beis Gemilas Chasadim, that you shouldn't divide the mitzvahs up. In one place you daven, in another place you learn, in a third place you give tzedakah, but Bayesh Magadlan Beit Teiro, Magadlan Beit Tefila, Magadlan Gemilas Chasadim. In other words, in the same room where you daven and you learn, you should also do mitzvahs. This was a very important priority to the Rebbe. So the Rebbe says, every shul should have shiurim, and they should also have pashat tzedakah to help people out with Gemilas Chasadim and so forth. Okay, if you lost me, I'm holding Tavshin Lamed Zayin, the new paragraph. Tavshin Lamed Zayin. Matzia, the Rebbe proposes, lahanig, to establish a custom. It's the same words again that we just read. Shebemoistes Torah kiyotzim, as the institutions of Torah, yihi yegam ho'inyin de tefila u'tzedaka u'betzibur. The same thing you read at the previous shtickle, but backwards. That in places where they learn, they should also daven and give tzedaka, to mix them all together. Vegam, additionally, Shebahamoistes, the tzedaka v'gamach, that those institutions that are involved in charity and kindness, yazru b'havois, they should also help l'nyoni teira for teira, tefila, and davening. So the Rebbe wanted to fuse these three things together. Matzia, the Rebbe proposes, larech hakofeshnias, to make the second hakofes b'irakedesh chevrim yirishalayim, b'esach neses tzemach tzedek, Mishulaves joined im limud ha-teiru tefillah sim satzadok, with davening and learning of tzedakah. I want you to know that there's a fabrengen that the Rebbe made this day after Simchas Teder. I think in the middle of the afternoon. And he said that the reason making the fabrengen now is that at that very time, very moment in Chevron in Yerushalayim, there was something going on. The Rebbe at that time was very, very afraid that they would give Chevron back. And that sicher that the Rebbe said that this fabrengen, the day after Simchas Teder, Nashlo Amid Zayin, they found after Gimel Tammuz, edited. It was a whole Fabrengen, and they sent it into the Rebbe. The Rebbe had edited it and never gave it out. The week after Gimel Tammuz, I think, right after Gimel Tammuz, Nun Dala, they gave out a Mugid Kesicha from the Rebbe. If I'm not mistaken, that was the occasion. There was this Fabrengen, where the Rebbe talked about his unbelievable love for Eretz Yisroel, and Shleimus Ha'aretz, and so forth. You know what Hakof HaShnius is, right? Hakof HaShnius is? Hakof HaShnius means this. In Israel, they have only one day Yom Tov, which means that Shmini Atzeres is Simchas Teira by them. In other words, when we go to shul the first night, Shmini Atzeres, they make Hakofes. The next day, they make Hakofes. And on that date, they read Shmini Atzeres, they read Simchas Teira. They do Bereishis. We have 2 days Yom Tov, so Shmini Atzeres is Shmini Atzeres, and Simchas Teira is separate. And the Rabbeim, the middle Rebbe said, our Rabbeim, have a very hard time with one day Yom Tov. One of the reasons the Nabeim don't live in Israel is because they want 2 days Yom Tov. The Alter Rebbe said that if he had power, he would make that in Israel people should have 2 days Yom Tov. Because al pi kabbalah you have to have 2 days Yom Tov. But you can't change the halacha, obviously. But dancing with a sefer Torah is harmless. So the Rebbe suggested that Matzah Yom Tov, which is by us, when our Simchas Torah starts, which is when their Simchas Torah finishes, they should make a kofas. But because it's not Yom Tov, people could travel and you could have a band. And in Kfar Chabad, that kofas shniyah is one of the most powerful pu'ulas of the year. All kinds of people come to Kfar Chabad with their cars, because it's not Yom Tov. Including, of course, many Yidden who are not yet frum. And they have a shtur thing, there's pictures of that kofas. Because it's not Yom Tov. It was the Rebbe's idea to make a kofas shniyah in Kfar Chabad, Yerushalayim, and in Chevre. I'm reading on. Ma'oyre, the Rebbe encourages lechadesh es ha'inyan de mashpiyim u mashpiyes, to reactivate the idea of mashpiyim and mashpiyes. Okay, now I'm going to tell you, this is not a little Lubavitcher Lashon Hara, but it's a little bit of behind the scenes, if you will, behind it. A commentary, if you will. You know that the Rebbe had a heart attack at the Shlomo Ches, right? You also know that the Rebbe once was asked to explain the significance of the heart attack of a Hecht. And the Rebbe told him to look someplace in Zayir. And in that Zoyahad, there's a story about a Tane who passed away, and he came Lamaila, and he told the Bezim Shalmaila that he needs more time, and they gave him more time. This is the Rebbe sent Rabbi Hecht, Yankel Hecht, J.J. Hecht, who asked the Rebbe what was the significance of the heart attack, and explained it very simply. The Rebbe said, I needed more time, I got more time. Once you know the story, something very, very eerie emerges. There were a lot of things that the Rebbe did in Tov Shin Lamed Zayin, which is the year before, very, very similar to things that the Rebbe did in Tov Shin Mem Ches, before the Rebbe passed away. And then again in Tov Shin Nun Beis. If you look at hindsight, you see how the Rebbe sees exactly what's happening. For example, there's a sikha the Rebbe said, Gimel Shvat Tov Shin Nun Beis, 6 weeks before the heart, before the stroke, where the Rebbe told the story that the Friedrich Rebbe was unable to speak, and that the doctors complained to the Rebbe, how could it be that the Friedrich Rebbe cannot speak, a whole thing, and that the Rebbe said that even though the Friedrich Rebbe couldn't speak, he was still the Simcha. I heard from somebody that the Rebbe said exactly that same sikha right before Tov Shin Lamed Ches. Another thing which you may or may not know is that Chayel of Tov Shin Lamed Zayin, 1 month before the Rebbe's heart attack, the Rebbe sang Tzom Aluch Hanafsh, and you can hear this on a tape. And the Rebbe changed the words. Like, what are the words? Tzom Aluch Hanafsh, she came by Kodesh Kazi Sikha, Lirais Uscha Uchvedecha. And the Rebbe changed it to the words Lirais Nafshi Uchvedi. And again, in hindsight, you understand that this is incredibly powerful. And what happened by that Fabrengin, Lamedzai, and Chayelo, I remember where I was standing, I was 12, or almost 12. It was like really weird. The Rebbe Pasha changed the words. The Rebbe sang Tzom Aluch Hanafsh, changed the words twice. Because the Rebbe sings Kein Bakedish twice. And after they finished singing the Nigan, the Rebbe sang Tzom again. And he made corrections. He sang it correctly. There are a lot of things that happened in Tov Shin Lamed Zayin. They repeated them to Tov Shin Mem Ches. I heard this from people I was very young, but I heard from people who remember. One of the things which is strikingly consistent is that Rebbe suddenly started talking about Aseh L'Harav. I don't have time to answer letters. Get yourself a Rav. That whole emphasis happened in Lamed Zayin, then it happened again in Mem Ches. Before the Rebbetzin passed away, the whole Tishrei Rebbe spoke about it, and then after the Rebbetzin passed away. And the Rebbe said that when you listen to a Rav, you are listening to me. So you have a question to ask the Rebbe, and the Rebbe, in quotes, doesn't have time to answer. So if you follow my hero of asking a Rav, or asking a doctor, or asking a Didim Evinim, based on the clone of the Rebbe said, the Rebbe was implying that when you go to a Rav, because the Rebbe said to go to a Rav, and you listen to that Rav, you are listening to the Rebbe. Rebbe Mendel Furtefasa al-Vashalom said to the Rebbe sends people to Mashpiyim. What is it for me? What am I supposed to say? And the Rebbe told him, "Mendel, say the first thing that comes to your mind." Kach shamayit. But this heroi here, ma'oyre lachadesh in the mashpim mashpiyis, is it's an idea. It's very important that you have somebody that you consult on all matters, gashmias especially ruchnias, and the times when the Rebbe introduced them is also very, very precise. And I'm reading on. The Rebbe printed the Maimorim of the Rebbe Rashab that begin with the Pasuk B'Shosh U'Gdimu Tafresh Ayin Beis. And if you haven't noticed, this year is Tafshin Ayin Beis. It's exactly 100 years since the Rebbe Rashab said this Maimorim. Umevakesh, and he requests Shekulam Yishtatfu B'Zeh, that everybody should participate in it. Lo Yeucher, not later, Mikama Yom Lifnei Yitzvat, and a few days before Yitzvat. If you watch the Living Torah, you saw the Sicha that the Rebbe said them, you just kiss the Toshin Lamed Zayin. And I'm going to explain this to you as best as I can. Apparently, printing Hasidus is an achrayas. Printing Mamari Hasidus is an incredible responsibility. Like we all know the story with the Pinchas Karetzer, right? The Pinchas Karetzer objected to the Mezitcha Magid teaching Hasidus to somebody unworthy, right? You all know the story, right? With the Eventation of Kesar HaMelech. So printing Fasim Hasidus is an achrayas. When the Friedrich Rebbe left Russia, for the first time in a very long time, the Rebbeim started printing Maimonim, but very, very measured, very controlled. When they came to America, this effort was enhanced, and the Rebbe himself was involved in deciding what to print and what not to print. And if you look at the history of the last 60 years and how the Rebbeim printed Hasidus, it increased slowly. It was in the beginning, it was very careful about what he printed and how he printed. In later years, Rebbe became much more liberal in what he allowed to be published. The Rebbe was printing the Tzemach Tzedek's Maimorim. Somebody complained to the Rebbe. Nobody knows how to learn him. It's like Greek. You know, print something we can use. And after an extended conversation, the Rebbe finally said, "Men druk v'azeis kumtais," which meant to say, "You don't understand. I know what I'm doing. This is the way it has to be." And Maimonim started coming out slowly. We all knew, Chassidim knew, that they were the classic works of the Rebbe Rashab and Chassidim, the Samach Vov, and Eter, and Ayin Beis. And a lot of Chassidim had what they called kupir, hand-copied or typed versions of these Maimonim from Lubavitch yet. But they were full of mistakes. And there were Bochim who made a living. They would copy these Maimonim and print 200 copies and sell them for $50 and so on. Slowly but surely, these Maimonim started coming out. Types are printed. Once they were printed, the Bochim, when I was a kid growing up, the Bochim used to learn from these funny-looking books, typed, from a typewriter. And the Maimonim started to be printed. The Ayin Beis that Rebbe said he was afraid to touch. The Ayin Beis is an unbelievable work of Hasidus. The Rebbe Rashab started saying Shavuos of 1912, and he said it in increments. And during the war, World War I, the Rebbe Rashab said the bulk of it, the bulk of Ayin Beis under World War I, until the Rebbe left Lubavitch. As soon as the Rebbe Rashab left Lubavitch, he stopped saying the Ayin Beis, but he continued writing the Ayin Beis. We have a section of Ayin Beis, which is maybe 300 pages, that the Rebbe Rashab was writing, and he didn't recite. He didn't say it in Maimonim. It's a book that now they divide it up into paragraphs, but the first print of this book, the entire book, 350 pages, was two paragraphs. One paragraph was 150 pages, the other paragraph was 200 pages. Run on, deep Hasidus. It's what, 1,477 pages, I think. It's very, very long, and it's very deep, and it's very different, it's very original. Ayin Beis. Hasidim knew about it, and nobody had it. And the Rebbe said, "I was afraid to publish it." So first, let me start from the beginning. The Rebbe stole a copy of the Ayin Beis. That's the first thing you have to know. How? So the Rebbe told the story of Fabrengen, that the Friedrich Rebbe was once traveling, and he gave me, said the Rebbe, the key to his shelves, to his closets where he kept the ksavim. So the Rebbe said, it's a din in Shulchan Aruch that if you give a Talmud Chacham access to Svarim, you're giving him access to Svarim as a right that you're allowing him to use them. And the Rebbe said, whether I'm a Talmud Chacham or not is a different issue. But I'm certainly choshut. Friedrich Rebbe knew that if you give me access to the Maimonim, I'm going to look at them. So the Rebbe said, I took the Ayin Beis, and I went and I made myself pictures of it. You're talking now the 1930s. You couldn't make photostats. Pictures, photographs of each page of that base. It cost the Rebbe then an exorbitant amount of money. And the Rebbe schlepped these copies with him all over. Germany, France, he took them on the ship. These came with him to America. The Rebbe printed the Ayin Beis from his manuscript, from his pictures. The original was upstairs in the second floor of the Friedrich Rebbe, but as you know, the Rebbe unfortunately at that time did not have access to it. And the Ayin Beis the Rebbe had with him. That's number one. Number two, in 1949, Tavshin Tes, there's a letter from our Rebbe to Rabbi Yankov Landau. The Friedrich Rebbe was still alive then, B'chaim Chiyasi Baal Mahadein. And he writes, Rabbi Yankov Landau, I have permission to print the Ayin Beis. I just need money. Shmek HaGelt. Tovshin Lamed Zayin, Tas Kisla, the Rebbe announces that he wants to print the Ayin Beis. But I'm afraid. So the Rebbe made a suggestion. The Ayin Beis should come out with no names. Hemshech Ayin Beis does not have anybody's name on it except the name of the Rebbe Rashab and the Friedrich Rebbe. It doesn't even say Ma'areches Eitzel HaChassidim.
Can
Yeah, you probably have Ayin Beis in your own home. If you'll open up every Sefer of Chassidus, there is a title page that has a letter on it. This is the Tanya, yeah? This page, called the Pesach Dover, the Rebbe signed his name. Menachem Mendel ben Chana Shniyasin. Later years, the Rebbe stopped signing his name himself, so here would go Ma'areches Eitzel HaChassidim, which means the publishing house of Eitzel, the treasury of Chassidim. The Ayin Beis has a letter like this, no signature. The Rebbe didn't want it to be identified with anybody. And the Rebbe said, all the people who work on the Sefer, the people who used to typeset this for them, used to write their names inside. It was a schus. If you worked on a Sefer, like her grandfather, who was the Rebbe's printer, they would write whatever, Schoenberger, whatever your grandfather's name was. They used to write their names. So the Rebbe said, when they do the Ayin Beis, they should forgive the covet, no names. And the Rebbe said something else. I don't want to print it myself. I want everybody to become my shutfit. I want everybody to give a dollar. Only a dollar for each member of their family, for men, women, and children. And the Rebbe sort of was saying that the more people who join with him in printing the Ayin Beis, the safer and the better it'll be for everybody involved. And you have to see the Sikha. They had the Living Torah recently showed it. You see clearly that the Rebbe is implying, I'm going to do this, but this is a responsibility. I'm a little bit afraid. And the more names, the more people that collaborate with me on this effort, the better and the safer it'll be for everybody. And the Ayin Beis came out. I was a boy of 11, yeah? It's one of my most powerful childhood memories. My father at that point was not an Avodas HaKodesh, he was a computer programmer. And I remember when the Ayin Beis came out, he would get up at 5 in the morning and he would sit and learn from this book. You know, it was one of those impressions that it made on me. The Ayin Beis came out for people who understood Chassidus. This was like, wow, it's like a whole new world. And I'm reading on. Hoira, the Rebbe instructs, Lahoisi Lahoya to publish Likud, Biyure Kama in Kama Vakama Yarbavam Bechassidus of Tere Vachal, to print a collection, an encyclopedic collection of concepts in Chassidus and Tere, Milukot Misifre Dach, Da Tzemach Tzedek, from the Chassidus of the Tzemach Tzedek, Shinitfasu Ad Ad to print it until this point, Vashem Sefer Lukudim Dach Tzemach Tzedek. The Rebbe wanted to make a Chabad encyclopedia. And there is a Chabad encyclopedia. It's called Sefer Erechem Chabad. This encyclopedia is 40 years in the making, and they're holding by the letter Aleph. They didn't start from Tov, they started from Aleph. The encyclopedia of Chabad is being made by Rabbi Elkan. Rabbi Elkan is, without a question, head and shoulders above all else in terms of preparing the encyclopedia, but it's going very, very slowly. And the Rebbe wanted that there should be some kind of an encyclopedia available to people. So the Rebbe said that until the Encyclopedia Chabad is finished, at this rate it'll take about 444 years, they should print quotes from the Rabbeim, from the Tzemach Tzedek, on those topics. In other words, instead of someone rewriting it and sitting there with a magnifying glass and figuring out exactly how to write which words and which footnotes and which sources, just to take chunks of Maimorim that deal with topics in an alphabetical order and publish them. Sefer HaLikutim Chabad. And essentially there were indices, there were indexes of the Tzemach Tzedek's Maimorim, and they basically took the Maimorim of Tzemach Tzedek as they were, pulled pieces, let's say for example, on Noach. We're in Tzemach Tzedek, so we have Noach. Took pieces from all over and put them together on the Noach. Where do you have chayim, or shefa, or toiro, and to organize the Tzemach Tzedek in alphabetical order, which will be a ad hoc, a workable substitute to the encyclopedia, which the Rebbe really wanted and still wants. It's much more finely worked. But they started from tough. They went backwards. I asked somebody who worked on it why they started from tough. He says, because when people are going to open up Aleph, it's going to look good. They had a lot of practice. And he says, when they worked on it, they were bochum and yungalai, they got better at it as they went along. But the reason that I heard was that Rebbe started from tough, because Aleph already existed. So that's what, and within 5 or 6 years, they finished the entire, it's an encyclopedia called Sefer Elokutim Chabad, where you can, almost any topic in Hasidus, from the Tzemach Tzedek, you can look it up and you can find it. And after each entry, they have indices, mafteches, where you can find the same ideas from all the other rabbeim. It's a very useful sefer. Shaleach eid shluchim l'irakedish tzfas, the Rebbe sends 10 more shluchim to tzfas as he had done the year earlier. Miyasa yeshiva gedel b'karakas Venezuela, that makes yeshiva in Krakas Venezuela, which exists to this very day. And matzia, the Rebbe proposes, Sheyarchu kinuse yeladim and yeladim b'miyat ha-shluchim in the Chag HaShavuos, that they should gather children together in the days after Shavuos, to inspire them with Torah and so forth. Yoyte b'kriya, that makes a request. Shalakol yalde yelad Yisrael, yuchashu siddur b'kufasaka, that children have their own siddur and their own tzedakah pushkin. Tov shalamet ches. Okay, tov shalamet ches. Tov shalamet ches, as you know, is unfortunately the year that Rebbe had his heart attack. Just one little story I'll share with you. The Rebbe blew tkiyas. And there's a din in Shulchan Aruch that when someone blows tkiyas, somebody else has to call out the koilis. Just like when the koyinim duchen, somebody else says, Yivarechacha, Hashem, Vishmerecha, that's a din. So by tkiyas, it's the same thing. Someone is supposed to announce tkiyas, shvarim, true, and so on. In Chabad, they don't announce it, but somebody points in the siddur. When the Rebbe blew tkiyas, we don't know who pointed. Many people say that Reb Shmuel Levitin, who was a very special chassid, very close to Rebbe, he used to point. But Reb Shmuel Levitin passed away in Tavshin Lamed Dalet, 1974. So Lamed Hey, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, the Rebbe did tkiyas by himself. Nobody pointed. Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Lamed Ches, in the morning, the Rebbe came to 770, and he sent Rabbi Groner to find Rabbi Tenelam al Rosholom, who used to blow the tkiyas Me'umid by the Rebbe, and said, I want you to stand next to me, and I want you to point. This was the first time, Lamed Ches, that year, the Rebbe wanted someone to help him with the tkiyas. In any case, Me'oyder, the Rebbe encourages, B'meyuchat, particular Advar HaGvaras, HaSimcha B'chaga Sukkot, there should be extra joy in Sukkot. Of course, the Rebbe's answer to every perspective problem is joy. Me'oyder, the Rebbe encourages again, Shebechol Ir V'ir, Yiyastu Moiseh Dakosher V'Tedim V'Tfila, every city should have, what we would call in our modern language, a Chabad house, a house of Tedim V'Tfila, U'B'mokam Sheyeshne L'Yasad Eidim, where there are places they should add more. Next, Magbir ha-ma'avak, the Rebbe increases the campaign, neged ha-chzaras ha-shtocham, against the return of Chas Hashem, land for peace, v'neged ha-heskem ha-umlos of Camp David, the disastrous treaty made at Camp David. And I want to give you a little bit of background. Remember, I was a child at this time, which means I'm very, very impressionable. I remember Sadat coming to Jerusalem. I mean, I knew very little about Israeli politics. But Sadat was the president of Egypt. He was a bitter anti-Semite. He orchestrated the Yom Kippur War. It was his idea. And I think it was 76. I think it was 1970. Maybe it was 77. Sadat asked to come meet the Jews in Jerusalem. He came to the Knesset in Jerusalem. And he met with the Israeli leadership. And he says, I want to be friends. I don't want to fight anymore. In other words, if I can't kill you, one another way. And of course, we were so excited. It was the greatest idea. Who could be against it that the Arabs realized that they lost? Egypt was the most powerful Arab nation at that time. And Egypt really lost its power after the 67 war, after the Six-Day War. They were not the same anymore. But we were all very happy about it. If you don't know the history, in 1981 he was assassinated by Muslim fanatics. The Arabs killed Sadat for daring to make peace with Israel, which is, of course, the point that the Rebbe makes, you know. You make peace with one Arab, how are you going to control 100 million of them, or 500 million of them, and so forth? Anyway, and we all thought it was a great idea. Then Sadat met Begin, Menachem Begin. Menachem Begin was Israel's prime minister. Now, Menachem Begin came to America to meet Sadat in Washington. And he visited Gedali Yisrael. He came to see the Rebbe. He went to see the Meisha Feinstein. He went to see Rabbi Soloveitchik. You have to understand what this means. Israel is a Freie country. The leadership of Israel are Freie people. And here, the leader of Israel, when he's coming to meet the Jewish leadership, who were Jewish leadership? The Lubavitcher Rebbe. It was an incredible Kiddush. Menachem Begin was probably a Shemesh Shabbos Neichel Kosher. B'chai Veprat. And there's a video and an audio of his meeting with the Rebbe. And the news people asked the Rebbe if he supports this effort, and the Rebbe said more than 100%. The Rebbe met with Begin, and the Rebbe apparently told him privately that peace is a good idea and not land for peace. And in the beginning, Begin was firm, but he was broken down. After a few meetings, he sent Moshe Dayan to represent him, somebody else, and Dayan agreed, land for peace. And the Rebbe turned on Israel. He was so upset. And for years, something which consumed the Rebbe almost as much as Mihu Yehudi was the dangers of giving away land for peace. And the tragic truth of the matter is, 30 years on, you know, unfortunately the Rebbe was so right. We only wish the Rebbe wasn't so correct. Where the Rebbe said, Jerusalem is on the table. Hebron is on the table. Jewish lives are literally cheap. Today they kill a Jew, they don't even bother reporting it in the newspaper. You know, in other words, the tolerance, what people are willing to live with, in the 1970s, an Arab saw a Jew on the street, he shook with fear. Today a Jew sees an Arab on the street, he shakes with fear. This is a shift in the psychology of the Middle East, which we brought on. And the Rebbe was so disturbed about it. So here you have to understand this. The Rebbe has a heart attack, a massive heart attack. And immediately after Simchas Torah, the Rebbe continued to fight this war. The Rebbe did not stop for a moment. What happened was, the Rebbe had a heart attack, Shminat Zeres, as you know. And the Rebbe started speaking Sichas from his room. Now, I was 12 and not particularly interested, to be very honest. I didn't listen to the Sichas. I went to the Fabrengens, because you went to Fabrengens, that's what you do. And the Rebbe used to speak Matzah Shabbos, a Sich. So the first couple of weeks, it was a half an hour, 45 minutes, all of a sudden, the Sichas are going on for 2 hours. And don't forget, the Rebbe's not stopping to drink water. There's no l'chaim. This is a man after heart attack. 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Vayeda. It was a 2 hour sikh on shtoch. The sikh is printed in the sikh, it's mugger. And you would think the Rebbe was completely disregarding his own health. Because he immediately continued this struggle against land for peace. And the Rebbe said, you're giving away life itself for a papiro, for a piece of paper. Now we see what's happening in Egypt. You know, supposedly Mubarak protected the peace treaty. Mubarak's gone. Now you're going to deal with the Muslim Brotherhood, Rahman al-Islam. And we gave away the Sinai. We gave away two-thirds of the geography of Eretz Yisrael, in the words of the Rebbe, for a papiro, for a piece of paper. And I'm reading on. Mechadesh ha-minig lebe divri kvushim b'yim tainas. The Rebbe renews the custom of saying words of Hiseidus on a fast day be'ez tfilas ha-mecha. This is a sarba tevas tashim ha-matchas. The Rebbe said, it says in Shulchan Aruch, there used to be a minig in the olden days that people would get up on a fast day and talk about tshuva. The Rebbe says he doesn't know why it stopped, but the Rebbe renewed it. On every fast day afterward, Asara B'Tavis, Tainus Esther, Shiva Sabatamas, and Tzemri Dal, the Rebbe would speak a sikha after mincha and then give dollars. B'keshel of Dal Tavis, in conjunction of Dal Tavis, Yemilu, the Kvodish Marazok, and the Rebbe's Yartzeit, three lines on top of page 27, the Rebbe's Ma'eder, the Rebbe encourages Shabbat Yehim Zed, and on this day, Yehlim Ha'miuchat B'mishnayis, Lefi Eisiz Shemad Marazokah Materas. For whatever reason the Rebbe wanted that year, the people should learn Mishnayis in Chos of the Alter Rebbe, and learn his Torah. Yoytzei Bekriya Neged Limud Sofer Ha'arbis, but say Be'ez HaKedesh. The secular government in Israel at that time wanted to add what they call a second language, and that the second language would be Arabic, as a part of showing niceness, and the Rebbe said, the Rebbe came out against it. Miyasid Yeshiva Gdela Oyd Al Chonan Chabad, Los Angeles, California, which still exists. Shaleach Oyd, for the third year in a row, Rebbe says, Shluchim to Eretz HaKedesh Lai Mitzvahs. Now, Miyasid Mochin, after the Rebbe's heart attack, the Rebbe opened up an organization, La Chonas Drushe Dach, Shal Kvei Kedushas Abbasid Nusayn HaKedushim Lutfus, to printing Chassidus. After the Rebbe's heart attack, the printing of Chassidus bloomed. It took off like a rocket, and I'll try to give you this as concisely as I can. When the Friedrich Rebbe came to America, he shipped all of his svarim here. They got here before him. His svarim were kept in 20 huge crates, and 19 arrived. The 20th crate was lost. And in the 20th crate, he had the most precious material. All the manuscripts, they disappeared. The ksavim of all the Rebbeim vanished. And the pain that the Rebbe must have suffered must have been indescribable. Over the years, these manuscripts started to appear in 770. People were showing up in 770 and offering to sell the Rebbe for thousands of dollars manuscripts that he recognized in the Friedrich Ebbe's library. And he asked, where are these manuscripts coming from? Turned out that a good portion, not the entire, of that crate was in the library in Warsaw, Warsaw, Poland. They tracked it down, and of course the Meuchel Svarim was stealing it from the library and oftentimes damaging the books to make them look more rare so they could charge more money. And they got permission to visit Poland in 1974, Lamed Dalet, and microfilmed the whole library, all the Ksavim. 4 years later, the Polish government gave the Ksavim back to Lubavitch, whatever they call it, a 99-year loan, on the condition that Lubavitch would print 3 full-page ads in 3 big American newspapers thanking the Polish government. The Polish government needed American favoritism, so the New York Times and Los Angeles Times and Washington Post, I think, had full-page ads where Lubavitch thanked the Polish government for helping the retrieving of the Svarim. The Svarim arrived, Chav Zayin Cheshen Teflamachas, 1 month after the heart attack. This is the first time the Rebbe walked out of 770, 3 days before he went home. The Rebbe went to the library, and the Rebbe stood for hours, looking through the Ksavim, with a number of close people around him. Rebbe Avraham Shem Tov said, you could watch the Rebbe get healthy, push it with gashmis, as he held these Ksavim. Many of these books had the Rebbe's notes. The Rebbe had worked on the library in Poland yet. You push it, you watch the joy of the Rebbe. And shortly thereafter, the Rebbe said, okay. And the Rebbe started printing Chassidus at a rate which was incredible. The Alter Rebbe's Maimonim came out at a rate between 3 and 4 volumes a year. With between Lamed Ches and, let's say, Memalach Mem Beis, the Rebbe printed probably 20 Kerochim. My mother, the Alter Rebbe, nobody even knew they existed. And then the Tzemach Tzedek started coming out, the Rebbe Rashab, and then a few years later, the Rebbe started printing the Mittel Rebbe. Today, if you have a full library of Chabad Svarim, you probably have 90% of what exists, or 80% of what exists. And the vast majority of these Svarim came out after Lamed Ches. The Rebbe made a special board of Yonah Light, who worked day and night on preparing the Maimonim for print. It was very important to the Rebbe. And I'm reading on. But they say if a school should have loan funds, when I was growing up in yeshiva, you could borrow a quarter. A soda cost 35 cents, but somehow you managed. Okay. Matzir, the Rebbe makes a very important suggestion. If you're doing medical procedures, unless you're doing an emergency procedure, if you're doing a procedure which is being prearranged, make it Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Don't do it within 3 days, or Wednesday. 3 days of Shabbos, because I'll be aloha. You're not allowed to come into Shabbos feeling bad, then it takes 3 days to be in a state of recovery. And this is it's a very important thing to pay attention. If you're doing an elective procedure, where it's not an emergency, try to arrange it should be done not close to Shabbos. Me'eder, lahalis maskeiros hamalan de b'yeshiva. The Rebbe suggests to give teachers a raise. Okay, now you're laughing. Okay, ma'eder lachadish beisek neses tzemach tzedek berkeidish tzfas. They should renew the tzemach tzedek shon tzfas. Ha'eder lahat v'sefer atanya b'chol ha'medinah shebe'el. They should print the tanya in every city. It's a completely ruchniyistic idea. How many tanyas have been printed? Oh, 10,000 tanyas? 9,000? In every shtetl they print a tanya. For what? The Rebbe said to print it, that's why we print it. I will see you in Mitzvah Shem.